evening and welcome. You're listening to Radio IBC. This is Rachna Nitesh and it's time for Global News. Jammu and Kashmir got its first real-time air quality monitoring station with the inauguration of first-ever continuous ambient air quality monitoring station at Jammu and Kashmir Pollution Control Committee headquarters. The station is a highly sophisticated equipment that gives real-time air quality data of a particular area. Its installation has been mandated in all the non-attainment cities of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and dedicate to the nation several key projects of the railway in Gujarat on 16th of July 2021 via video conferencing. He will also inaugurate the Aquatics and Robotics Gallery and Nature Park in Gujarat Science City during the event. The railway project includes the newly redeveloped Gandhinagar Capital Railway Station. Sports Minister Anurag Thakur has launched the Cheer for India song of the country's Olympic contingent. Grammy Award winner composer A.R. Rahman and young singer Ananya Birla collaborated to present the official song. MOS Sports Nishit Pramanik, Sports Secretary Ravi Mittal, Sports Authority of India Director and General Sandeep Pradhan was also present on the occasion. The government has capped the trade margin for 5 medical devices at 70 of the price at the distributor level. These devices are a pulse oximeter, blood pressure monitoring machine, nebulizer, digital thermometer and glucometer. The revised prices will come into effect from 20th of July 21. Chemical and Fertilizer Ministry has decided to regulate their price for COVID management. The Union Cabinet has given its approval to hike the DA to central government employees and DNS relief to pensioners from the existing 17% of the basic pay and pension to 28%. It will be effective from 1st of July 21. China is set to launch its long-planned National Emissions Trading Program. It is a system that would create the world's largest carbon market and double the share of global emissions covered under such program. The carbon market will help the country lower greenhouse gas emissions and achieve its goal of reaching peak emissions before 2030. Let me tell you this also, that China is the world's largest carbon emitter. Maharashtra Cabinet has approved a proposal to extend the age limit for the retirement of health officials up to 62 years. The state government has decided to give an extension in service of up to 2 years to civil surgeons and other senior officials in the health department beyond their retirement age of 60 years. The proposal was cleared at a cabinet meeting chaired by CM Uddhav Thackeray. This is all for Global News today. You keep listening to Radio IBC and keep watching IBC 24.